All right, guys, welcome to our lockdown series of podcasts. My name is Owen McGregor. I'm here with
James Rankin.
James Rankin, guys. You see, he's been a coach here for the last couple of years. And of course, myself, I'm a head coach here in CrossFit Perpetua. And James has been here how long? How many years?
It's just over 3 years now,
three
actually.
Three years. Yeah. Probably feels a lot longer.
It does.
So, guys, we're going to be talking through a kind of a topic, obviously, that's coming up at the moment in terms of how to approach your training during the current lockdown. We're discussing a couple of points in terms of options to people that they can't train, how to approach and plan it, some common mistakes, and also some other little bits thrown in there. So sit back, relax. We're going to be only about 15 or 20 minutes, and let's see how we go. So James, tell me about the current situation. What are we facing at the moment as a gym and as a coach yourself?
So at the minute, the gym is closed for the next 6 weeks, according to government guidelines. So people are left with that option of training at home again. As a gym, we try and do an awful lot for them. We offer personal programming, the online live classes, and a few other selections that they can do there. And then obviously as a coach, it just means I'm not coaching one-to-one. Like, that's my main business. So trying to offer my clients as much as possible, whether it's training, nutrition, or any other just support that we can give them.
Okay, yeah. So, like, let's say you're saying on that, your current situation, you're used to coaching one-to-one, right? Mm-hmm. So what's clients like at the moment currently? Let's be honest. What are they really like in terms of now they can't come to the gym anymore, or they're not getting that one-to-one, like, a physical, like, you know, in terms of, like, coaching from yourself?
Well, there's a real mix. Some of them are dead keen. They just want to keep going. They want the personal programming. They've got kit at home, whether it's a full gym setup or something kind of similar, and they want to keep going. And then the other end of the spectrum is some people are just of the opinion it's only 6 weeks. They'll wait it out, and they'll come straight back to it without doing an awful lot between now and then. So, yeah, there's a full spectrum, and everything in between, obviously, as well. So it's just trying to, I suppose, manage expectations of people while they're not here and trying my best to keep them from taking too many steps backwards they're not doing anything.
It's always a dangerous one, even just listening to that, when you say that people are saying it's only going to be 6 weeks. And this thing, I remember when we first started, I think it was obviously back in March, when we said we were going to be doing the live workouts, and we were like, it's only going to be a couple of weeks. And we'll be
kind
back
of feels
again.
Like that again.
So, yeah, let's not fall for that one, guys, if we can. All right, so let's say we've got that current situation. People are trying to figure out exactly what to do. So they've got certain options, not just with us itself as a business, but also you know, their own options to train. So what's kind of things for them to do, or what do you think they should be doing?
Well, people can, I think what everyone should really be doing is making sure they get some sort of daily movement. Like, if they don't want to train with us, that's totally fine. Or if they train at other gyms, yeah, whatever. But make sure you're getting your steps in, some sort of stretching and mobility, especially people, like, if they're sitting like this all day, their hips, their upper back and everything. Yeah. So some sort of stretching, and then any sort of other physical activity, whether you want to go biking, swimming, go down to 40 foot in this type of weather, whatever, just so long as they're doing something. And I think, like, physically and mentally, that'll be really, really important for people.
Yeah, because, like, you can see, obviously, guys, everyone's got an awful lot of options to what they want to do with their training, whether it's us as a business, or on people get offering, let's say, on social media in terms of programs and stuff like that. But let's say the main options are they can do live workouts.
Yep.
They can do recorded workouts, which we have. They can either get a program from a coach like yourself or someone else. They can get make up their own stuff if they want.
Exactly.
Or they can do nothing.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
If it was you, right? Let's be honest, right? If it was you, what would you do? What would you actually follow? Because everyone's going to be different, right? Some people, the live workouts are going to suit some people, then they're not. What would you like to do?
For me, I suppose I kind of, if I didn't have access to the gym now, if I was in the same boat as everyone else, I'd probably just want some sort of semi-personalized home workout program. So I'd want something off, say you were my coach, I'd want something off you 3 to 4 days a week, dumbbell work at the house, bodybuilding style stuff, along with a little bit of a workout at the end. That would be what I want, literally 3 days a week, and then I go for a walk, a swim, a cycle, whatever in between that. But yeah, I'd probably just want to do the bare minimum to not get fat between now and the gym opening again.
I think that's what everyone
thinks. rather than trying to, like, just bring the expectations back down to reality a little bit. You're not going to get crazy strong, you're not going to get crazy fit whenever you're at home, so just try and maintain as best you can for the next 6, 8, 12 weeks, whatever it's going to be.
And, like, one thing on that, just kind of jumping out already, I'm just kind of thinking everyone's in the same boat, except for the odd couple of people, let's say they get to train in a gym where they're coaches or anything like that, if they're doing live workouts. But literally everyone's in the same boat. So if you're looking at people doing these big workouts at home or whatever they are, or they've got equipment, there's not many people that have actually got that. So like, exactly. Most people don't have any equipment whatsoever. So don't be going on social media and shit like that and just be like, oh, look what they have and look what I don't have. Do what you have and then...
Exactly. It's always about running your own race and just understanding where you're at and what you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, because I never thought I'd do any home or live workouts, right? And then I remember I was like, when we got into them, we started doing them, I was actually saying that I actually would enjoy doing them. But again, doing them like 5-7 times a week, probably not.
Different.
But like, yeah, it depends obviously again in terms of things. But so guys, think your options that you have and then think of the ones that are actually going to motivate you as well. So it's like, if it's the live workouts, then you're going to do them. If it's the recorded workouts and you can do them anytime you want, do them. If it's get a program off a coach, go and get one. Spend the money. It's going to be worth it for the next couple of weeks and work with them so you actually have something to work towards. So yeah, think about the options to train and which is going to obviously motivate you for the next 6 weeks and then hopefully we're back. But if it doesn't, that means you're still obviously keeping training and working.
Yeah.
So let's say... Okay, so we're picking one of those options or whatever it is in terms of how they're going to train over the next week. How do you think is the best way to approach it or plan it for an individual? Let's say you work with obviously one-to-one clients at the moment. What's the best way?
Well, with my one-to-one clients, I kind of have a two-week plan in place for each of them. And then a weekly catch-up on that, whether it's through WhatsApp or a phone call. And we just kind of go over what worked, what didn't, and build from there. I think just for the average person, if they're following... online workouts or whatever it is, go by how you feel. There's going to be days where you feel fantastic. Maybe you do want to train two or three sessions that are 20 to 40 minutes long. And then other days you will feel like shit. Just get through one workout that day, get your steps in or whatever. And I think a lot of the time, like you kind of were alluding to there, like taking pressure off yourself. Like you don't have to do loads. You don't have to compare yourself to whoever can. Someone might have a home gym and you only have 2 8-kilo dumbbells at home, so just run your race for now.
You have
100%.
And because guys, it is important that whichever one you're again picking. So let's say if it's a live workout that we have here in Perpetua, then you can book into that, and that's your time every day. But if you don't have something, whether it's if you're working with a coach, so when are you actually going to do the workout? If you don't plan it, and don't book it in your diary and say when you're going to actually do it or whatever it is, book it like you know, planning out your day, then it's not going to work. You're going to find some excuse. Everyone's going to do it. I'm going to do it. So. Make sure you have it in time. Try and keep that routine so it's the same time. So whether it's before work, lunchtime, or evening, and then try and add in more stuff. So if you're like, let's say at home, stuck in the house all day, like speaking to loads of people who are in this situation, they might do their training session in the morning, but it's still a long day in the house, right? Okay,
exactly.
Which we're fortunate enough, sometimes we don't have to do, but still, they need to go out for a walk or just get their steps up, keep their activity up as well, which is super important, guys, in terms of how to approach it and making sure then that you actually stick to it for the next couple of weeks, because... as we're going to talk about the next one, which is going to be mistakes that people are going to make. Don't go all out, obviously, in the first week, right? So think about it and plan it out. So yeah, let's go to that next point as well, because I think it's important. Some people might be new to home training, or they might be new to training themselves. Let's say they only picked up training the last couple of months, or they might be a very experienced gym goer. What's the mistakes people are going to make to look out for, guys?
One of the big ones we've seen, I suppose, from last time is trying to do everything all at once all the time. So like you said there, like get a routine, train in the morning, lunchtime, or evening time, pick your thing and then stick to it religiously. Like you don't miss your meetings at work, you don't miss the gym whenever it is open. So same idea, make sure that you log that in now. Other thing people kind of mistake is thinking that they can't get a good workout in because they haven't got a 40 kilo barbell at home. So you can still get a really good workout in with light dumbbells or just body weight. Like we do body weight workouts in here all the time as coaches, like on our own. So, and you can be pretty wrecked after that. So yeah, I think that's a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah, because it like people, I said, will definitely think about that, what people have or what they don't have. But like, let's give an example there, right? So let's say a body weight workout. I don't have a weight at home, but I want to work on whatever it is, my legs or anything like that. What's the things that you would say straight away that would help make that harder, right? So we're thinking about what things like...
time under tension.
Tempo, yeah, big one.
Tempo.
Any kind of weight you have at home that you can use to obviously make it a little bit harder. But you got to think about what's going to make the movement harder itself. So you can either talk to your coach or get tips off online or whatever it is. But there's always ways to get the same stimulus or close to the same stimulus as you would in a gym with a weight and stuff like that. And, you know, most people when you see, let's say in CrossFit gyms or something like that, sometimes you might see a lot is... body weight sometimes is some of their poor stuff, whether it's pull-ups, push-ups, and their normal air squat.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of weight and stuff like that can hide it. So therefore, maybe now's the time to get stronger.
To work on that mobility and position, isn't it?
Yeah, and what about overtraining? So you were saying there, you know, about people trying to do too much.
Yeah. Well, you got to think, it all comes down to stress, like, and the body doesn't differentiate stress between work, relationships, or training. The country's shut down again. Like, you can't even go for dinner. You can't meet your friends. That's stressful. Some people might be living on their own. I know we have that social bubble, but it is going to be hard for people. And just replacing all those other activities that you did with more training. So some people do want to train like morning, a quick one at noon, and then another one in the evening time. It's like a cumulative over the week, over the month, over the next 6 weeks. That's a lot of stress on the body. Yeah. So you got to find ways to manage that and mitigate the stress a little bit. So adding in other things rather than just training all the time, maybe some yoga, maybe some stretching. I know it's not ideal, Zoom phone calls with the family, just that social interaction. But yeah, not replacing everything you've ever done with training.
Yeah,
I think that's a big, big thing.
Yeah, because if, like, let's say again, people come into a class, they normally only train for 60 minutes a day.
Yeah.
That's what your body's used to, along with your normal work routine. So thinking you're going to be all of a sudden training 2 or 3 hours a time with no weights and stuff like that, it's not going to add up. Your body's probably going to burn out. So guys, let's think about those mistakes in terms of, well, obviously developing a structure, don't overtrain. You don't need the equipment and stuff like that, but if you plan out and get a little bit of structure in and talk to a coach or your gym, you can still get a good workout in every time you're training.
Mm-hmm.
Another one you kind of alluded to there in terms of, like, staying in touch with people, and I think obviously everyone's kind of finding that hard. As I said, the whole country's shut down currently at the moment, so you can't even go for dinner, you can't go for drinks. So what about staying connected with people? What, like, do you feel that's going to be a big element in terms of keeping your training where it needs to be?
Yeah, I'd say that's huge, especially for a gym like us and other CrossFit gyms across the country, where community is a big, big aspect of it. Like, people, they're in WhatsApp groups with other members of the gym and that sort of stuff. So keeping that sort of vibe going and keeping each other accountable. So, like, even Gigi and Dave are out there training now, like, just kind of pushing each other and slagging each other off. And, like, if you're the one in the WhatsApp group that hasn't done any training for the past 2 weeks, you're going to feel like you're being held back a little bit. So making sure that you do keep each other accountable, push each other a little bit, I think that'll be huge. And then just keeping in touch with friends and family. Like, it doesn't even have to be your gym friends and that, but I think that's a good way to...
Not. Anyone that you feel like, it doesn't always have to obviously be about your training, but for, like, a training one, like you said, like, if you're creating that WhatsApp group or whatever it is, you throw in the workout.
Yeah.
Like, even when we do a Freaks on Friday here and stuff like that, and you say you get 10 minutes in the workout, like, that's going to push everyone else to do it, or whether it's a run, like a Strava. We have a Strava group as well in terms of Perpetua as well, so people can put in their times there as well. So think about all those ways that might motivate you and give you that little bit of a push.
Exactly.
Because if you stay with them, and you can, if you normally do, I suppose, relate to those people in terms of your training as well, it's going to help an awful lot.
It's a good way to stay accountable.
Stay in the push. And if you're anyway competitive, times and all that stuff can be good. Another point. So let's say we're talking about training here and getting into everything. So we're nearly finished here now, guys, on this point, just to kind of talk through the best ways to do stuff during lockdown. But I think a very important part, and especially coming up to Christmas, I think it's a really good opportunity for everyone to work on their
nutrition.
Yeah, guys, come on. Because it's one thing that obviously people, if they are at home more, they're obviously going to snack more, or they don't have access to better things. They're not as busy. Therefore, the nutrition can slip. During the last lockdown, you ran a challenge with a load of members from here as well. And it actually wasn't even that strict, was it? Tell us a little about it.
We just kind of focused on habits for 8 weeks, 6 weeks, something around that, yeah. But a lot of people signed up, a lot of people didn't stick to it, but the ones who did saw great results, and it was kind of just really, really simple things. So, like, trying to create awareness around whenever you're stressed, are you the type of person who avoids meals or who snacks extra? For me, like, I know I kind of, like, I end up skipping breakfast and have a late lunch whenever I'm stressed, so my body weight goes down, which seems fabulous, but then whenever I come into the gym, I can't lift, I'm weak, I'm slow, whatever. And then other people snack twice between every meal, so they have their breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, snack, and it's just trying to create that awareness. And as soon as you can do that, then you can kind of gain a little bit more control around it and understand what you're doing wrong and how to fix it. So yeah, we did that for, yeah, it was 6 weeks, wasn't it? We saw some really good results that people have been able to, there's a couple of girls who have literally carried on those exact same things, and the gym was open, what, nearly three and a bit months?
Three months, yeah.
And they've
They've either kept the weight off that they lost, or they've even lost a little bit more again while getting stronger, fitter, and everything when the gym opened up again. So, saw some deadly results, yeah.
So let's say, okay, so like that's, let's say, habits and stuff like that. But then let's say there's the other spectrum of it, which is getting a little bit more strict with your food. So like, let's say counting calories and stuff like that. What's the best way of a person at home, never done it before, they download MyFitnessPal or whatever it is, what's the best way of doing it?
I think the best way, take 2 weeks, just track everything. Don't worry about your calories, your macros, any of that. Just see what you eat and then monitor your weight on top of that. So I know some people are dead against it, but weigh yourself maybe every other day just to get a good idea of what it's actually like.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can see, right, well, I ate 3,000 calories on Saturday and my weight was way up on Monday and it didn't really come back down on Friday because I was averaging whatever. So that's just a good way for you to literally like compare weight and calories eaten, and then you can adjust from there. And just making a small, say you are gaining a little bit of weight, just dropping your calories daily by 100 to 200 calories a day, so maybe 700 to 1400 calories a week, can help you lose a pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds. And it's not hard. Like 100 calories is probably, I don't know, half a chocolate bar, like half of a full bar. We've got some in the corner there. I think that's, they're like 260 calories. So imagine half a protein bar a day less.
Less, yeah.
And over the course of a week, you end up losing a pound.
Yeah, because it might even keep you, as you say, right? So let's say even people like for now to try and develop that habit, it might even help keep them a little bit more occupied when they're at home.
Yeah.
A little bit of something a little bit more interesting.
Structure, yeah, exactly.
And if you get that education, like, listen, everyone knows Christmas is going to be a write-off for 99.9% of the people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we can get a little bit of structure and learn how to do it properly from now until December, let's say, everyone enjoys Christmas, comes back January 1st or whatever it is, hopefully we're going to be back open and all's going to be good, then you can follow up on that, because Christmas is going to do a little bit of damage, the same thing for everyone, but at least you actually know yourself what to do. So guys, reach out again to your coach if you're working with one, or reach out to your gym in terms of how it's actually going to help or how it will help you, or you can just download really simple, well, like I said, MyFitnessPal. You can put in your wage, your age and stuff like that. They'll give you a basic amount of calories that you should be eating every day, and then once, as James said, once you kind of record track it for a couple of weeks, you'll get a fair idea of what's going in. But on that one, on the nutrition, just before we finish up, the biggest mistake people are going to make is what? Going to be too strict at the start.
Too strict, yeah.
Or try and skip out foods too much. So
yeah.
Again, if as James said, if you've got that 2 weeks, just eat like you normally would in some aspects. and track it, and then don't try and change it too quick, because it's only, as James said, 100 calories here and there would make a huge difference. And then if you can slowly bring that down rather than just try and change it all, you're not going to go to a vegetarian and dropping out all the shit in the first day or two. So that will be a big thing as well, guys, in terms of that.
Exactly.
So guys, we hope you enjoyed our thoughts on, in terms of what's happening in the current situation and the lockdown, your options to train, how you should approach it, and the common mistakes. Staying connected with friends and gym friends, so we kind of get a little bit of thing going there, so you can kind of push each other on. And of course, then focusing on nutrition. Guys, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for having us.
James, what's your Instagram handle so people can follow?
It's just changed there today. James.rankin.coach.
James.rankin.coach. Guys, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening.
Cheers, all.